Dr. Olivera is dictating for May the 2nd, 2023. William Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y. Clinical case of a 77-year-old white male that is originally from Indiana who has a history of polycystic kidney disease. Period. The patient comes today for a regular follow-up, and the laboratory workup is consistent with a serum creatinine that is 1.5, a BUN is 32, an estimated GFR of 47, with a protein creatinine ratio of 210 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient is in a stable condition. He hasn't had any complaints. He's feeling well. Number two. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. A blood pressure log was brought to the hospital, to the office. And there are some blood pressure readings that are particularly high. 136 over 89, 129 over 91, 143 over 94. Today in the office is 150 over 88. He gained 6 pounds of body weight. The recommendations are increase the administration of amlodipine to 5 milligrams PO BID. Number two, very low sodium diet. Number three, lose 3 pounds. The patient is ready to go back to Indiana, and when we notice in the physical examination there is the tendency to have extra heartbeats. The patient is completely asymptomatic. He's living in a week. A cardiology evaluation is recommended. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Is out of control. The patient has a serum cholesterol that is 251. The HDL is 85, LDL is 150. We are going to increase the administration of simvastatin to 20 milligrams at night. Prescription was sent to the mail order. Following number, hypothyroidism that has to be followed closely, and the patient following number has polymyalgia rheumatica. Reason to take prednisone 5 milligrams every day. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab with the patient and giving instructions, writing the instructions were in the face-to-face 20 minutes and in the documentation 5 minutes.